Live around the world, this is the BBC's Outside Source.
You might have seen this story on the Washington Post, among others. The headline, I honestly thought of myself as simply American. DNA testing shocks college students. Anita Foeman is Professor of Communication Studies at the Public University in Pennsylvania and asked freshman students to take the DNA test to uncover their ancestry. She's been speaking to Olivia Poitevin of the OS team.
What we are doing is asking people to tell us what they know about their ethnic backgrounds, and then we DNA test them and find out how close the narrative of their family is to the DNA test, and that opens up all kinds of possibilities for conversation. One of the reasons that we wanted to do this is so often when people talk about race and ethnicity, it's negative, that there's some kind of terrible conflict, some kind of a misunderstanding. And so we put people into these buckets as if we're so very different. And one of the things that the DNA tests do is show us how much we share and that we're just much more similar than we thought.
And when we talk about, you know, these tests for ethnicity, for DNA, what do we mean by that? What exactly can it tell us?
What generally happens is they tell you the regions from which your ancestors come. Somebody will say to us, I'm 100% Italian. And then we get back their ancestry and you find that they have ancestors who are from that area of Italy, but also, in one case, all across North Africa into the Middle East, all around Europe. And so what we think of as somebody's ethnicity in their story, 100% Italian in this case, tends to be much broader when we actually look at their DNA. And of course, people identify in many different ways. A lot of people call themselves Americans, but you can look at an American and find any kind of ethnic background or geographic region from which they come.
Your main aim for the project has been to, you know, use DNA to actually bring people together. But actually, is there not a risk because, you know, you're essentially exposing people's very, you know, different mixed backgrounds that actually you could risk just confusing people or yeah, further dividing people, perhaps?
I don't think it has divided people, but we've had to do a lot of processing because when people find things that are unexpected in their past, sometimes they have to face some kinds of prejudices that they've had. Sometimes they find out things. One of the first things that we do is ask people to go back and talk to their families and see what the narratives in their families are. One instance in which somebody had grown up identifying as African-American, and she found out as a young adult that her mother was actually white. She wasn't black. She just her mother was light and black. And then when we tested her, her DNA profile was almost all European. And she found that very disorienting. And we were not able to complete a post-test with her.
Do you think that this project, which is taking place in America, perhaps has particular resonance now in the age of Donald Trump and the Clinton election, etc., and also obviously particularly this year with, you know, the advent of the Black Lives Matters movement and that kind of real focus again on race and on your background?
Yes, and I think particularly at my university, I'm at a state university and we have students from every socioeconomic background, from every ethnic background, and when the whole Trump election occurred, there was a lot of conflict. And I felt that my class, where we were doing this project, was this little island where we could have these important conversations that were very sensitive. And one of the bottom lines of this is that if we can create narratives about ourselves, sometimes that are very disconnected from our genetics, can't we create a narrative that helps to join us, that if more people knew more about their ancestry, knew more about how we're all connected, that helps to move us in a positive direction?
Anita Foeman speaking to Olivia Lipoitevin.